Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
I'm Jen Bonin, the CEO and founder of the AI App Store. I'm on my third startup. Came from big corporate America, and what we do now is solve problems that we've seen that kept us up at night when we were in corporations and companies dealing with problems. We connect digital to physical space right now and build that with AI layered on top of all of it.
Perfect, perfect. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
I love solving problems. It started when I was very young. So what we do is we don't build technology just to build tech because we can and it's cool. We build tech that actually solves a working problem that's out there right now that we see. And then we make it diverse so that it works for all different types of folks, depending on how they're utilizing it.
Perfect. Question number three. I'm hearing from other companies and top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. Relationships are key right now, especially, right? We're more remote than ever. So the key here is how are you building and retaining the clients you have and then building that base? And a lot of that has to do with trust and relationships. Think about how you get advice. You go to rating systems on the app stores. You look at things like OpenTable. That's how we're deciding what to buy before we ever go to your website.
Absolutely. Their question number four, what advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Right now, we're dealing with digital fatigue. All of your employees are experiencing it. We're saying that people are having a 40 to 50% drop-off in productivity. There are lots of things that people are consumed with, from personal stress to education of children in their home. Things we can do as business owners to help our employees. Limit meetings to 45 minutes. Stop doing 1 hour meetings. If you're having meetings that last the full hour, make sure you're cutting that time down to 45 minutes or less. That gives people that time in between to reset their minds, have time to do other things. The other thing I would say is know that people are staring at screens a lot now. They're not having the same opportunity to have conversations face to face. So usually when we're communicating now, if you said something in a meeting, it's best to follow up and say, can you maybe just repeat back to me what we decided we're going to do just to make sure it landed? Because we're losing some of that translation right now in the communication. So reiterating that they understood what you actually asked is important right now. The other thing is we have to remember our employees are at home. They're not in our offices anymore for most of us. So if they have sensitive information or data about our clients, customers, businesses, contracts, stuff like that, make sure you're communicating what you expect for them to do in their home, how they're getting rid of that data and releasing it so that it's not floating around out there and you're keeping your customers and your clients and other companies you work with safe. So those are just some things to start with. Next is we have to educate ourselves as leaders about fatigue and resilience. We need to understand when we're starting to see fatigue in our employees and understanding how to address that and what the actionable steps are they can take. When you start to see stress or fatigue in one of your employees, making sure you're asking the questions proactively to say, what do they need and how can you help? We need to develop a how can I help mindset right now with both our customers as well as our employees. People will remember how we reacted during this time after it's over, and they will be conscious of our actions and reactions during a stressful time.
Perfect. Love it there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
We deal with Reality Blue. It's a new form factor for basically taking old traditional mechanisms of information and translating it to a multidimensional space. So they use artificial intelligence and a VR and AR to take business cards from the traditional old style to more digitally based and interactive. So I think creative new ways like that for us to engage and interact with our customers are important for us right now. So I would recommend Reality Blue.
Perfect. I'll look them up when we're done here. Question number six, most important question of the podcast. So you got to focus on this one. Hey, Jennifer. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur from when I was 5 years old. So when I was five, I developed a toy redistribution system in my neighborhood. So my idea was I had toys I didn't use anymore. I thought that those could be put to good use. I then found other people in the neighborhood, children that had toys. We created a system to sell and resell those toys. I think if we looked at it today, there's a whole franchise that's based around that. Had I actually turned it into a franchise, I'd probably be doing pretty well by the time I was 10.
You could have been there. So you have 3 minutes and 50 seconds left. We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
So I would say for us right now, one of the things I mentioned in question four, you said, what advice would I share? We focus, like I said, since I was five, I look at problems I see in the world. One of the things we're seeing right now is we're losing some of that ad hoc collaboration that happens in our organizations and companies. We used to be able to walk by people's desks, offices, have ad hoc conversations. Now, because everything's scripted, we have virtual happy hours that are scheduled. We have virtual meetings and dinners that are scheduled. Everything's scripted. We're not getting that ad hoc time now. So one of the things we focused on at the AI Ops Store was building what we call the connection between the digital and the physical world, where you have the capability to collaborate, not just on a Zoom call or a meeting, but you can walk into a room and engage with a team member. You can be in there for as long as you want. You walk back out, but you have video, you have basically the access to audio, and then it that room records all the information. So every podcast, Bob, that you've done would live in that room. You would have access to all that, and people could go in there and see everyone you've done prior to that. So we think it's pretty cool, some of the stuff that we're working on in that space, and it's based off of many years of working with large-scale businesses and companies doing all different types of business, from gaming to entertainment to travel and leisure. And we're really excited about it. So that's what we get really excited about every day doing and solving those challenges. We're working in the education space. I don't know how many people out there have what I call tiny humans or small people, but they've been heavily impacted with this pandemic, not just us. So we're working to solve that problem too for them in that space around better collaboration, engagement with their teachers, not feeling like they're just sitting blindly in front of screens, trying to absorb what they can.
Perfect. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
AIAppStore.com. So just AIAppStore.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Jen, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.